I've been saying that I'm talking to you about the triggers of favor. The triggers of favor. One of the things I have observed for some time now is that there has never been a week that God did not show me favor. There has never been a week. See, this meeting will not be very long, but trust me, we just have about 16 people here, and it is okay. If you had called for prophetic prayer meeting, people will come right. But when I say favor, the numbers are. But then, I'm excited because you are here. There is something about favor that I want you to grab. Before I even start talking about favor, I want to give you a scripture, and I want us to read that scripture. And if somebody can share or project it on the screen, that would be great. Otherwise, somebody can put it in the chat box. That would be great as well. So I wish that somebody will so first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. The Bible said that, and God, I like the English Standard Version, the ESV. Say, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. God is able to make all grace abound to you, all grace abound to you. So, favor is just one of the graces I'm talking about. You know, as I stand here, by the grace of God, God has blessed me with the prophetic oil. It's something I started working in it for a long time. It started having expression along the way. We have been growing and we are growing and we are growing, and God is taking us deeper and deeper. My life, I've observed, and that is what I want to share with you, that there is a grace that God has also given me, which is not the prophetic grace. It is called the grace of favor. And that grace comes from the Lord. And I thank God, Paul is telling the Corinth church that God is able to make all grace abound to you. All right? So it means that where you are now, wherever you are, God can cause this grace I'm talking about to enrich you. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. God can make this grace abound. Now, let me give you another scripture. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Philippians chapter number 1, verse 7. I'm saying that this is a grace I've seen upon my life. I went to the church in somewhere in the PIWC. I was telling them that there's never been a week God has not favored. When I say these things, people marvel, like, hey, is that so? Every week, it's like I'm expecting it, and it happens. And there is every week I receive favor. Every week, favor. What favors me? Every week. So I am praying that as I'm speaking with you, mantles shall be released. You see, in this meeting, it is not one of those usual meetings. Where you are, mantles are being released right from here. Man. There is mantles are being released, and mantles are coming upon you where you are. Man. When you read Philippians chapter 1, the verse number 7, what does it say? It says that who is calling me? It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in gospel in what? God's grace with me. In fact, when you read the King James Version said that you are all partakers of my grace. So it means that this grace, you know, this is Paul talking, and Paul saying that I have a certain grace and you are partakers of that grace. So it means that where you are, you can be a partaker of the prophetic grace. You can also be a partaker of this grace I'm talking about called favor. Yeah, called favor. So I pray this evening, may you be a partaker of the favor grace.
Amen.
You'll be a partaker. Take part. Many of you have been denied for a long time. Many of you have been denied for a very long time. And unfortunately, life is kicking hard against you. But this evening, the few things I will share with you, God is going to open it up and you'll be a partaker of the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 36. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. If I dare say I'm there. I'm reading from the King James Version. I am now going deeper into the word. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 36. The Lord had made, and the Lord God gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Now let me read from the NIV, then I'll come back to you. The NIV says, and the Lord had made the Egyptians favorably towards, disposed towards the people, and they gave them whatever they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. My God. So what, you know, he said, God favored the people. So it means that God is the one who gives favor. Favor comes from the Lord. Favor comes from the Lord. Favor comes from the Lord. Then he said, God favored the people in the sight of the Egyptians. In the sight of the Egyptians. It means that the Egyptians even saw the favor. So you cannot have favor and you will not see. You cannot have favor and you will not know. When a man carries favor, everybody around will know that they carry favor. When a man walks in favor, people will know that this man is favored. This woman is favored. So, every one of you under the sound of my voice, understand this. You cannot walk in favor and you will not know. You yourself will know that you are walking in favor. Because the things God will do in your life by virtue of the substance of testimonies that will come around you, you will have a divine insight into the things that are happening, and you know that indeed this is the favor of God.
Right.
So if God can give people favor, it means that the only one that gives favor in this world is the Almighty God. Nobody can give you favor except God. So favor comes from the Lord. Favor comes from where?
The Lord.
It comes from the Lord. So if you pray that God should give you favor, it is in the right direction. Because favor comes from the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I will just go straight to the point. When we say favor, what is favor? What is favor? That is my question. What is what?
Favor.
Favor. What is favor? Because some people have different definitions of favor. Everybody and the definition they give about favor. Everybody and the definition they give about favor. When you read Esther chapter 2, verse 17, Esther chapter 2, verse 17, what does the Bible say? Esther chapter 2, verse 17. We are looking at what favor is. The Bible says, now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women. Right. And she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head And Mary had a pain instead of fast. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials, and proclaimed a public holiday throughout the province and distributed gifts with royal liberality. People of God, these are a group of virgins. These are a group of women who have been brought, who have been taken through some rituals, the rituals of beautification, so that the king would choose one amongst the people or the women. But at the end of the day, there was something unusual about Esther. And that thing that was unusual about Esther is what caused the king to be attracted to her. So among the virgins, one of them must be crowned as the queen. Among the virgins, one of them must be given approval. Amongst the virgins, one of them must become attracted. One of them must receive the crown on the head. But at the end of the day, we know they were all 25. One of them was meeting the requirements. The only thing that distinguished Esther from the other women and the other virgins, was the favor of God that was upon Esther.
Right.
So when we say favor, number one, is the divine approval God gives to a man. Favor is the divine approval that God gives to a man.
Yeah.
That is favor.
Yes,
that is favor. God gives divine approval. That is what we mean by favor. Number two, when we talk about favor, the Bible said that the king was attracted to Esther more than all the other women. She won his favor and approval, and he set a royal crown on the head, made Esther queen instead of Vashti. So it means that Esther received something from the king. She received a glorification. She received a promotion. And this thing is a heavy thing that ordinarily everybody can receive. But for the man to do all this, the man even gave a banquet in addition. And in addition to the banquet, he also proclaimed a holiday and gave gifts, distributed gifts like that. So this man invested in Esther all his resources. So when we talk about favor, number two, favor is when a man invest his resources into your life. When a man willingly invests resources into your life, it is what we call favor. It is what we call favor. Yeah. Favor is when a man willingly. So when I'm telling you that I have been favored by the Lord, what's the first definition I gave for favor? Favor is when you receive approval. So every week, God gives me approval. Every week, God causes men to willingly invest into my life. After this meeting, there is a mantle that is being released through this Zoom platform. Whatever you are, I see God causing men to willingly invest into your life.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is looking for my trouble.
Amen.
Shout a bigger and a living amen where you are.
Amen.
May the mountain of favor come upon you.
Amen.
Where you are, that shop where you are, that office where you are, God will cause men who will be willing to invest, willing to support you, willing to give you what you demand, willing to give you what you need. They will be willing. It is not something they are being forced to do. They'll be willing. And that kind of willingness, where the king will give you a banquet, the king will give you
gifts. The king will give you a crown.
Okay, the Lord favor you.
Amen.
People of God, listen to this. Favor has, in the past, I hear people say, favor is the unmerited blessing or unmerited, you know, opportunities or unmerited access. People define favor in many ways. But as I look at the topic I'm talking about, if there are triggers of favor, then it means that there is something that we do that causes the favor to come. So if you don't do those things, then the favor will not come. So it means that favor is not entirely, you cannot say favor is unmerited. So when you say it is unmerited, it suggests that you are doing that. All you do is you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you sit down aloof, and the favor of God will come. No, there is something that is triggered for favor to happen. You see, I have always been saying this, and I say it again, that happens is made to happen. Don't just get favor. For people to get favor, something has happened in the spirit. Yeah. So I want to teach you some of the things you can do that will position you in the realm of favor.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Then, so I have defined favor, the third definition. Am I right? Is it number three? The third definition of favor for me is, instead of saying unmerited, I would say favor is the merited grace.
My God.
To access divine help. Favor is the merited grace to have access to divine help. To divine help. So, God will give you help. God will give you help. Anybody that sees his labor, his intelligence and wisdom as enough does not need help. Those who need help are those who understand that they are limited. As humans as we are, our strength cannot do everything. As human as we are, our strength is weak. There are many things even your qualifications cannot give to you. But there is a realm. When your labor fails, your favor comes, the favor of God comes. When the labor of men fail, that is when the favor of God comes in. So favor is the merited grace. It's the merited grace. Because somebody that is walking in sin, a sinner, somebody that is not born again, cannot enjoy the grace of God. And this is what we call favor. So favor, you must have done something. And one of the first things you do is accept Christ. But there's another realm, and that is what I'll talk to you about. So favor is the grace that God gives to access divine help. When you know that this one, your strength cannot do, God comes in and grants you that thing that you have been praying for. God comes in and works things out for you. It is called favor. Favor. Whatever you are watching me from, may the Lord give you access to divine help.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus increased in favor with God and in favor with men. Is it in your Bible? Is it in your Bible? My God. Jesus did what? He increased in favor with God and increased in favor with men. So it means that there are two realms of favor. Number one, we have the favor with God and we have the favor with men. So everybody must understand that you need the favor of God and you need the favor before men. The good thing is that when you have the favor of God, you have access to certain things. When you have the favor before men, you also have access to certain things. Unfortunately, some people think that when you have favor with God, you have to only operate in that realm. But there's a realm where you also attract the favor from men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
There is a realm where you don't only operate and attract favor from God, but you also attract favor from men. Bible said that Jesus did not only increase in favor with God, but also increase in favor with what?
Right.
So it means that men were favoring him. He was also favoring him. So it means that it is possible that God can be favoring you and men are not favoring you. It is also possible that men are favoring you and God is not favoring you. So as you are here under the sound of my voice, understand this principle. That if Jesus increased in favor with God and with men, it means that it is possible and you must of essence, it's a matter of essence, you must be favored by men and you must be favored by God. Yeah. Every week, I pray that this will be your portion. That men will literally favor you and God will also favor you.
Amen,
amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So now let me go straight to the triggers of divine favor. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for it? Now, I want us to look at Esther. What did Esther do that made Esther become the favorite? How did Esther position herself such that Esther was able to, you know, become the favorite one amongst all of them? All are qualified. All have the certificates. All have the qualifications. All are women. All are men. All are business people. All are students in that university. All are lecturers. All are pastors. All are ministers. Why is it that only Esther becomes the one to inherit the crown that everybody's looking for? What did Esther do? Time you see a man walking in grace, instead of envying the man, ask the man questions. What did you do to walk in the grace you are enjoying? When I say that I am walking in that grace, instead of complaining and criticizing, ask questions. What did you do? What are you doing to walk in that grace? What did you do at all that gave you access to certain things? Are you with me? So every time you see a man doing well in an area, there is something they have done. There is something they have done. There is something that they have done. What?
They have done.
And that is what I want to show you. That is what I want to show you. So number one, the triggers of favor. The triggers of favor. Number one is fasting. Fasting. Number one is what?
Fasting.
Number one is fasting. Number one is fasting. You see? Number one is fasting. In the days of Persia, the king Xerxes of Persia, somewhere 486 to 465 BC, in those days, when the kings are ruling, for example, when the king of Persia is ruling and makes a decree, you have no right to that decree. When the king says something, the king cannot go back to change what he has said unless something happens, unless something extraordinary happens. Now, in those days, if the king has not invited you to him, there is something that you cannot do. If he has not invited you, you'll be killed. You'll be punished. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If the king has not invited you to come before him, there are things you cannot do. There are things you cannot do. You will be killed. You will be punished for what has happened. Now, in the days of Queen Esther, when Haman decided to kill the people of God and to lay an ambush against the people of God, Esther activated a certain principle in the kingdom. And this principle is called the principle of fasting. Now, Mordecai had told Esther, Esther, who knows that God has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this? Because Haman had actually plotted to destroy or annihilate the people of God. Now, Esther was summoned by Mordecai and told him, my sister, if you don't do something about this, all of you, including you and I, you'll be out of this place. But who knows, maybe God has brought you into this kingdom in such a time as this. So when you read the book of Esther, let me see the scripture for you. My God. Esther chapter 4, when you read verse number 12, he said, Mordecai told Esther, he said, do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone will escape. For if you keep silent and you are silent at this time, maybe God will even bring deliverance for the Jews from another place. Mm. Then Esther told Mordecai, go and get together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, 3 nights. And my attendants will fast as you are also fasting. That is in verse 16. And when this is done, somebody say this is done.
This is done.
Oh, say this is done.
This is done.
If you miss this, you miss everything. One of the triggers of fasting is when this is done.
Yes, sir.
Esther said to Mordecai, and when this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. He said that, and if this is done, of God, if fasting is done, you are able to break through protocol. You are able to break through the natural law. When men are rejected, there are laws that reject people. You're fasting, you get access.
My God.
So anybody that works under the technology of fasting, the person positions himself or herself for divine favor. How do I know this? Esther said, fast, my attendants will also fast. And not this is that. And you go to the king.
My God.
It's against the law. This is that. So if this is not that, you cannot go to the king. If this is not that, the king will not give you a hearing. Listen to this. The Bible says that on the 10th day, Esther put on her robes, stood before the inner court, and went to the king. And when the king saw Esther, he was pleased with her. He found favor before the king's time. And instead of the king to let the law work against Esther, the king now extended the scepter, the golden scepter. Once the golden scepter is stretched to you, when you are not invited, it means that nobody can fight you. Then Esther approached the king. And the king said, what do you want? What is your request? What should I do for you? Even if it is half of the kingdom, I will sacrifice that of the kingdom for you. You see, something must kill a man.
Yes.
Something will do a man. Not me. Even if it is my entire estate, I will sacrifice half of my kingdom. A man for a king to commit half of his kingdom and his investment to you. It means that something must have triggered that thing. Nobody in his right senses and in his logical mind will give you all his investment unless something has triggered that thing. It is a supernatural principle. Nobody in his right mind and in his right senses will give you money, will give you $1,000. No. But something has triggered a man for him to do that thing. And this is what I call the fasting. When a man walks in fasting and prayer, fasting has a way of passing men to have access into divine help. My God. So the number one trigger of divine favor is fasting. fasting. Unfortunately, many of us nowadays, we don't like fasting. When we say let's fast, they are looking for food. When we say let's fast, they are telling themselves, when was the last time you fasted? When was the last time you did your 3 days fasting and prayer? You see, if you joke with food, food will joke with you. If you want to walk in favor, don't let food determine your destiny. I pray that this evening, may the Lord cause you to fast. Sometimes it is not just 3 days. Sometimes you have to declare 7 days. Sometimes you have to declare 21 days. Sometimes you have to declare 40 days of fasting and prayer. It is when you are fasting that doors will open. Opportunities will come. Men will come favoring you. Why? Because you have a fasting life. This year, I want to encourage you to live a fasting life. Oh, amen. God favor you, live a fasting life. Number two, the triggers of divine favor. Number two is walking in your assignment. Walking in your assignment. When a man is walking in his assignment, the man is already positioned for divine favor. Walking in your assignment is the first prerequisite to accessing the divine favors of God and favor with men. You see, this realm of favor I'm talking about that Esther had before the king. Esther had been charged to be part of an assignment. The first as favor Esther had, these were a group of women who were tasked to do an assignment. They were tasked to apply oils. They were tasked to purify themselves. They were tasked to remain virgins. They were tasked to do a lot of things. And Esther devoted herself to that assignment. It is when she devoted herself to that assignment that in the midst of her devotion to that assignment, God crowned her with favor so that amongst all the virgins she was selected. Are we together? So if in the first place you are not even working in that assignment, you are already disqualified. Assuming that all the virgins were there and Esther was not part of the virgins, and Esther was not beautifying herself, assuming that she was not even a virgin, it means she has already been disqualified, because the qualification to be favored as a queen is that you must be a virgin. So if Esther was not, it means that she has already been discovered, because she is not part of the assignment. Are you with me? So the second qualification or trigger is that you must walk in your assignment. Number two, when Esther became the queen now of the land, it was when she was ruling as a queen that she was able to get access. When she was working in her assignment as a queen, that she had access. That the king favored her, and she was not destroyed with the people of Israel. So I saw that as long as I am doing what God has asked me to do, I'll be favored. You see, that is one thing you should know. As long as you are doing what God has assigned you to do on this earth, God will cause men to favor you because of the assignment and the mandate on your head. God, for the sake of the mandate on your head, the reason for which God will favor you and God will favor is because of the assignment and the mandate you carry. When you carry your mandate and walk in that mandate, God causes favor to come to you, because God realizes that you cannot achieve and fulfill that mandate by your strength. You need other men who will come around to favor you. So, the second trigger of divine favor is to walk in the assignment of your destiny, is to walk in the mandates that God has given to you. Many of us have feared up. We are doing all other things. We are not doing what God has asked us to do. We are not doing what God has called us to do. And this is why we are not seeing favor. If you want to see favor, do what God has called you to do. Am I talking to somebody? Oh my God.
If you want to see favor, do what?
Do what God has called you to do. Amen and amen. Oh, are you with me? Number three, the third trigger of favor is what I called honor. Honor. Or you say honor or honor. Honor. Honor is one of the triggers of divine favor. When you say honor is having a deep respect for someone or for something. When you esteem something very great, that means you honor that. You honor. So, honor is when you regard something with great respect, then you are honoring that thing. That is when honor is in place. Now, if you want to get favor with God, one of the things you should do is to honor people. Honor people. I was careful. I didn't say honor your father and mother. I say honor what? People. When you honor people, honor given to men is always reciprocated. Anytime you give honor to men, they pay you back with honor. And the product of honor is favor. Anytime you give honor to men as a seed, the harvest of honor is favor. So, if you want favor, then sow the seed called honor. Honor men. Sometimes people honor you when you are in position. They only honor you when you are in position. They honor you when you have money. When you are not in position, they don't honor you. When I am, for where I sit, because I am a pastor. People are there in the church who will literally honor me because I am the pastor. But if I am not the pastor, maybe the honor will change. People honor you because you are the manager of that company. But then if you are not the manager, the honor will change. But you see, don't honor people based on position. Don't honor people based on the money they have. Honor men because they are human. Honor. If you honor men because they are human, pays the honor back in the form of favor. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important. You must grab this. So, if you want to trigger favor, everybody that comes around you, honor them. Honor that gate man. Honor that security man. Honor that poor man, that poor woman around you. Honor your father, honor your mother. Your children, because the product of honor, the harvest of honor is favor. Yeah, it's favor. It's favor. In Ephesians chapter 6, one of the things I saw about honor is that when you honor people or men, God makes you prosperous and God gives you long life. So when you read Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. Why must you honor your father and mother? It says in verse 3, so that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So other versions say that so that you may prosper. So the reason for which you must honor is because so that you will do well, you prosper. And that is favor. Favor. So if you want God to favor you and men to favor you, then favor every man. Honor every man. Honor. Respect people. If you don't respect people, favor will hardly come to you. Some of you or some of us, the way we talk to people is as if those people are animals. I remember one day, I sat in a certain kabu, Nigerian man would say, trotro. I sat in trotro and a certain woman. Hey, the moment I sat beside her, the way she said, push, and the way she did her, I see my skin is like the skin of a chimpanzee. As if I am an animal, the favors don't come our way. But I'm praying that God will give you favor. Respect people, the way you talk to people. Yes, favor men. When you honor people, God will favor you. Then, because of time, I will just add the last one. And this one, some of you may not like it, but whether you like it or not, it is the word of God. Whether you like it or not, it is the word of God. So you can't beat me. You have to go and ask God why he said that through those people. Now, this is the last one. Proverbs 8:22. Proverbs 18, verse number 22. What does it say? He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Am I the one who said it? It is in the Bible. Hallelujah. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from who? From the Lord. So one of the ways of triggering favor is to get married. Can I see some married, unmarried men and women in the house? As I'm talking, those of you who are bachelors and spirited, please go and marry, I beg. Go and marry. Anyway, don't allow anybody to put pressure on you to get married, because marriage is not forced. Marriage is not forced. Take your time to get married. Amen.
Amen.
But please go and marry. Go and marry. Bible says that he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Now, she who finds a husband, she who is found, she who is found by a husband also has found a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. Marriage has a way of bringing favor. Yeah, marriage brings favor. Favor, so much favor. That is why if your marriage is not good, you cannot enjoy this favor. So marry well. And the fourth point is, I have labeled it staying married, not getting married. I didn't say getting married, but staying married. Staying married. Staying married. I'm saying staying married because not everybody who has gotten married is staying married. People are married, but they are not staying married. There are people that are married, but they are dating other married people's spouses. A married, these days in our generation is serious. You will see a married man wearing a ring, and you see another woman also wearing a ring, and they are working together, but they are not married couple. I don't know whether I'm with you. Say the man is wearing ring, the woman is wearing ring, and they are walking together holding their hands, maybe at the restaurant or somewhere or at the hotel. But they are not the husband and the wife. The man is has gone out with somebody's wife, and the woman too is with somebody's husband. Yes, it is something. It, or it Am I the only angel, devil here? Do I have witnesses in there? It is something that is happening these days, and that is what we saw recently happen in Ghana, in Kumasi, where somebody was shot. People of God, don't just get married. If you are going to get married, it's not enough, but stay married. Because it is when you are staying married that you really enjoy the favor we are talking about. So I will end here. I have about 5 more points to share with you. But because of time, I will end here. I've shared with you 4 triggers of divine favor. If you begin to do these things, I'm telling you, favor will always be knocking at your door. I was in Accra, and one of my spiritual father, a father in the Lord, looked at me and said, my son, when are you traveling? I said, I'm traveling on Wednesday. He said, are you going by bus or are you going by flight? I said, I'm going by bus. Because me, I don't like flights like that. I don't like flights like that. I want to stay in the windows and be getting down and exploring and, you know, enjoying the atmosphere and all that. And he said, my son, I'll pay for you. I'll pay the flight for you. Then my father in the Lord made one phone call. Say one phone call. Just one phone call. And then after the phone call, I was there, and then all the things were done for me. I didn't do anything. I just went to the airport. I went to pick the flight, and I came to where I am, fully funded. That was over 1,500 plus, paid for the ticket just like that. I didn't pay any debt. Immediately, I sat in the plane, and we landed. There was another man who was also sitting with me and said, are you a man of God? I said, yes, I'm a man of God. Then he said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Wale Wale in the north of Ghana. Then he said, if you are going to Wale Wale, then I'm also going to Bolga. Wait for me, I'm coming. Not knowing that the wait for me, I'm coming, the man had gone outside and gone to hire a nice vehicle. He has gone to rent a vehicle just because I'm a man, just because I'm working in my assignment. And the man hired the car for us. I sat in comfortably and we came. When I got to Wale Wale, I got down, I alighted, and I didn't. God will always cause men to do what? To favor you. So as we are going to pray that, oh God, show me favor. Can we pray that prayer? God should show you favor. I was saying before it's the line cut, I was saying that there is never a day that God does not show me favor. What did I say? There's never a day God does not what? God does not show me favor. And every day, it's like, you'll be there, somebody will send you money. Man of God, take this. Man of God, take this. I mean, it is favor. Not just that, but God has given me men. 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 There are people who are helping me to do all kinds of things. Meanwhile, I'm not paying them, and it is favor. So don't also think that favor is all about money. Favor is not all about money. Favor is about men. Because God, you can't see God, but the human beings, you can see them. So if God wants to favor you, God will always use the channel of human beings. If God wants to favor you, he always use the channel of human beings to favor you. God will not just favor, the favor will not come like something hanging in the air. He will always use human beings to favor you. So favor is not all about money.